What have we learned recently about the causes of autism?
Well, we've learned a tremendous amount about the genetics of autism, and we now know that there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of genes that in some way are related to increasing the likelihood of having autism. We thought it might be an easy condition to understand, and in fact it's not, but we certainly are learning a great deal more about the genetics and autism as an important part of what's going on here. Are there other things going on? Undoubtedly there are. In many conditions that are growing in prevalence, not only autism, but things like diabetes and obesity and asthma, we do understand that there's an interaction of the genes and the environment. So there are presumably changes in the environment as well that are leading to increasing rates of autism in children. We don't know, again, what those environmental differences are. They might be things that children are exposed to, or even more importantly, that mothers are exposed to during pregnancy. We will learn a good deal more in the next decade about some of the environmental factors that are associated with increased rates of autism.